Jeffrey, how can you eat that? You can't just say you're on a cheat day. Oh no, he's gonna fap as well. Jeffrey, just stop making excuses. You're messing up. You're stuck in a rut.
Adonis.
Adonis doesn't do bad habits because he has mastered self-improvement. But he wasn't always like this. When Adonis first started his journey to manhood, he made every mistake possible. It was only through grit and discipline that he was able to overcome every single rut that he was in to become the ultimate man. You know, the interesting thing about stopping bad habits is that no matter which bad habit it is that you're doing, so it's porn, video games, junk food, not working, whatever, the cure is exactly the same. There's one cure for all bad habits. Do you know what it is? It's not like, you know, meditation or journaling. It's not like that. It's just discipline. If you can develop discipline, all bad habits stop. So you need to obsess over discipline. Say discipline in your mind like fucking 50 times right now. If you just make progress on discipline, you'll stop all bad habits. Discipline is the skill of doing hard work that you don't feel like doing. At the end of every one of my videos, I always say the same sentence: do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Discipline is when you don't feel like doing something, but you do it anyway. So if you don't feel like eating clean, you do it anyway. It's like a secret cheat code to realize that when you don't want to do the work, when you don't want to eat clean, when you don't want to restrain and control the beast that is like a sexual urge, you can just do the right thing. Even if your feelings don't really want you to right now. It's such a superpower to realize that what feelings you have, you actually don't need to listen to. You can feel the urge inside of you, right? Like, let's say you want to jack off. You can feel that urge starting to build up. The psychological temptation of watching porn, and you just don't have to listen to it. Let's say we've got like a massive urge inside of us to jack off or to eat food. You know, we've got this sense of agitation inside of us, almost like this scratchy texture, and we've got like mental fantasies about the thing that we want to do, the porn, whatever. We can literally just say, no, I'm gonna resist it. The interesting thing is the urge stays there. The urge to go do the bad habit doesn't go away, but time is passing by. You see, the skill of not doing a bad habit is not just like having the temptation to do the bad habit. It's specifically having the temptation, having the urge, but resisting it for seconds, minutes, and hours. Your problem is that when you get the urge, you literally make progress because you literally start to fight it and don't listen to it right away. But then because the urge doesn't go away, you think, oh, okay, well, I'll have to fap then, right? But you were literally doing it. It's not like it's binary where you're like, nope, discipline, and it turns off. The urge, the temptation stays there for hours. You have to stay in the battle. You have to stay alive. It's like boxing and your coach tells you like, no, just stay on your feet. Just stay on your feet. You've just got to stay on your feet for 12 rounds. And then after a few hours, that's when the urge starts to go away. It's like, you know, once you have a random conversation with a family member 3 hours after you've started to have that urge, then it kind of goes away and you're like, oh, okay, I don't really feel horny anymore. Your problem is that you expect like to not get these urges anymore. Young man, come on. You get the urges. They never fucking go away. You get the urges for the junk food, for the porn, for the video games. It will still come, and you can't expect those not to arise. You just need to stay in the fight. You need to slog through the snow. You know, the analogy I really like is imagine you're in your house and there was a massive snowstorm, so much snow that when you open the front door, the snow is up to like your thigh level, like your pelvis level. Imagine trying to get out of that. Like, it could actually be kind of hard, right? You'd have to almost like climb over the snow. You take one step, you sink down like 1 foot. For you to get out of your house and walk over to your neighbor's house is going to be a slog. It's going to be so difficult to do that, right? For you to come back in the same path, it's going to be kind of easier because you've already got the footholds that you just made going there. Now, if you go back to your neighbors and back again, back to your neighbors and back again, you've got a path which is like 90% easier than it was the first time. That's how you build up a new good habit. That's how you stop the bad habits. The first few times is always such a slog. It's such a fight. But if you just stay in the fight, don't quit before you get to your neighbor's house, you keep pushing through the hard, thick snow, eventually you'll have the footholds that that means that next time it's a little bit faster, and the time after that, it's a little bit faster. What you need is discipline, but also the right mindset to realize how to actually overcome these bad habits. When I speak to young guys and they ask me for advice, it's like they don't even understand. Getting the temptation, the urge, isn't a bad thing. You're not a bad person for getting the urge. You're human. It's your perception that you shouldn't be getting the urge, or that you should just be able to turn it off. It's not how it works. It's like a very slow dial from 100 to 99, 98, and it can take hours for that to go away. Sometimes that urge doesn't go away till you literally fall asleep. And so all that time when the urge isn't going away, you kind of have the feeling texture that like you're failing, that it's negative, that you're not that skilled at rejecting this desire, but you're literally doing it. The next time you feel the urge to fap, but your dick isn't out, you're doing it. That's it. Like, you're literally resisting the bad habit. That's the skill. And sometimes you might only resist for like 10 minutes before you jack off. But if that 10 minutes is longer than you normally resist for, then that's progress. Often you only need to resist for about an hour or two, and that's when it finally goes away. When you're ready to step into like the 2.0 new version of yourself, and you want to take self-improvement seriously, and you want to go onto the masculine version of self-improvement, that's when you start the Adonis Protocol. It's like a self-improvement course that I made to get you actually taking this shit seriously to the point that you're thinking, wow, now this changed my life. It's the top link in the description. It's completely free. Click subscribe so you see more videos like this on your homepage. It's your secret competitive advantage after all. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.